Lord, we pray this evening that the glory we speak of would be in this place, that our response to your word, our actions in this place and throughout this week would be something that will glorify you. And we do pray for the words from my mouth, that they would be your words speaking to your people, seeking to live a life worthy of you. We do pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Those who have been tasked with bringing up children are often faced with some of the most difficult questions that we'll ever have to answer. The common saying, out of the mouth of babes, refers both to the insightful comments sometimes made by young people, but also some really searching questions. Why is the grass green? Who made God? And questions like that. But one of the most difficult questions we probably have to add to answer is this: what is love? And of course, we try our best to answer, talking about there being different kinds of love, or different types of relationships, a love for a parent to a child, a love for brother and sister, a friend's love. We speak of love being unconditional. Some of you may remember the cartoon posters in the 70s. Love is... ... and quite some unhelpful comments after that. And of course we had this film, The Love Story, with its strapline, love means never having to say you're sorry. How far from the truth that is. Perhaps the first thing to keep in mind when speaking to Paul's letter to the Romans is a word from John's epistle, his first letter, chapter 4, verse 19, and it says this: we love because he first loved us. Jesus spoke in our reading from Matthew, the gospel reading, about his death that was due very soon and his resurrection, and because of God's love for us, his beloved Son must be given over to pain and death for our sins. This is the core of our faith, but it's worth being reminded of when we seek to understand how we are to live our lives with each other and with the world in Christian love. This love of God, this servant love, this agape love, is demonstrated on the cross, poured out into our hearts and refusing to let us go. This is the essence of Christian discipleship, that we are to let love govern and shape all our relationships. And in the passage from Romans, Paul not only speaks of how we express this love that God has given us amongst each other as the body of Christ, the church, but also how we should show love to strangers. And furthermore, how we should show love to our enemies and those who do evil in the world. In 7 or 8 verses, Paul gives us this array of qualities of what he thinks love is about. If you want to follow this, it's on starts on page 1139 from verse 9 of chapter 12. And it's a bit like a recipe for love. We have all these ingredients, and there are quite a few that Paul has listed, and I'm going to go through them very quickly, but I may stop on a couple just to say a few more words about them. First of all, love is to be sincere. The Greek that Paul uses here is literally without hypocrisy. Our love is to be without hypocrisy. It's something that we shouldn't play at, that we shouldn't pretend at. It has to be real. And then after speaking about love, Paul goes on and talks about hate. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. The command to love followed by a command to hate. Paul is saying here that we should be passionately devoted to that which we love, that anything else, anything that's evil, we should loathe or hate. Love clings on to what is good, sticks to what is good, like glue. And then goes on to talk about affection. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. The word Philadelphia, brotherly love, denoting the love of brothers and sisters for each other. It's that tender, warm affection which should unite the people of Christ, the family of God. And then Paul goes to speak about honour, honouring one another above yourselves. Love in a Christian family is to express itself in mutual honour as well as mutual affection. We should treat each other with the highest honour. And then Paul goes to speak about enthusiasm. It has to be enthusiastic. Never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord, like a boiling or bubbling pot, boiling over in love for one another. He then says this, be joyful in hope, patient in affection, faithful in prayer. Verse 12, at the heart of this reference to hope, namely our confident Christian expectation of the Lord's return and the glory to follow. But it also calls for patience as we endure tribulations and persevere in prayer. And then Paul goes on to speak about generosity. Share with God's people who are in need. Not only to share our things, our material things with others, those who are in need, share our resources, but also share with them in their sufferings. And then Paul speaks about hospitality. Only two words, practice hospitality. Love for brothers and sisters, Philadelphia is the Greek, and has to be balanced with love for strangers. And the word here is philoxenia. Hospitality was especially important in those days since inns were few and far between, and those that did exist were often unsafe or not very nice places to stay. Paul didn't just urge Romans to practice hospitality, but rather to pursue it. Not enough that we actually respond to someone in need who comes to us, who comes to our house, sharing a meal with them, but actually we should pursue someone who is in need, who needs our hospitality. One person wrote this, we're not just to receive the stranger when he comes to us, but actually to inquire after them and look carefully for strangers, to pursue them and search them out everywhere. Otherwise, there may be someone sitting in the streets or lying down without a roof over their heads. Paul then goes on to talk about blessing those who persecute you. Bless, do not curse. This is a big challenge for what we understand about love. That we would continue to love someone, bless them even though they're persecuting us. I'll speak to that a bit more later. Paul then goes on to speak that we should have sympathy, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Love identifies with other people, sings with them, and suffers with them. Love enters deeply into their experience and their emotions, their laughter and their tears, and feels solidarity with them, whatever their mood. Paul then goes on to speak about harmony. Think the same thing towards one another, that is, be of the same mind, and so live in agreement with one another. Sharing the same convictions, the same concerns with the poor.